So I came knocking on the door of Freemasonry because of the building, the Asheville Masonic Temple. My friend Steve and I were very intrigued by the building, and I ended up with an opportunity to come and have dinner that was made through a colleague at work whose husband was a member of the lodge here. And so we came and we had dinner, and we really connected well with the guys, and we decided we would continue this path. And the more we went down the path, the more we were drawn to it, because while it was history of such an ancient organization that led us to come knocking on the door, and its ties to buildings and all of our allegory and metaphor is all tied to building illusions. And so we were drawn to that. And what I found was a group of men who wanted to be better men. And they were finding the company of each other to learn from each other how to be better men when they left our sacred retreat here in the temple. And so the more I was involved in that, the more I was drawn to it. And after I was raised and became a Master Mason, we had had a number of guys who had joined that year, new Masons, and they wanted to get us connected in leadership roles. And so I had the opportunity the very next year to serve as a junior deacon. And that's part of the progressive line. And eventually in 2014, I served as the Master of the Lodge. And that was a tough year for me, not because of the master. My life outside of the lodge, my work was changing. I opened a business that year. I changed principal jobs. And that was a lot to be doing at the same time. But I had a great deal of support from my brothers. And I think we had a good year. And we had a good year not because of me, but we had a good year because of everybody coming together. And part of that work was then, you know, for me paying back toward this building that helped draw me in. And so I was also I'd serve as the head of the temple board and lead some of the renovations and restorations that were going on. My great surprise in all that was in 2015, the year after I'd served as master, that I had a brother come who was in the Grand Line of the state of North Carolina, come ask me to join the Grand Line. And that began a nearly decade-long journey to being Grand Master that I served in 2023 in that role. And in all that time and in my lodge and going through North Carolina, spending that year, well, the years, and then, of course, that really intense year, what I find in Freemasonry is when we're at our very best, we truly provide a sacred retreat that men can separate from the outside world and from each other learn to be better men so that they can fulfill the great commandment of not only loving God, but loving your neighbor. And it's really clear those two are intertwined. You can't hate your neighbor and love God. And by loving God, you're inherently loving your neighbor too. And so I think that's what Freemasonry helps us to be able to do. In this extremely busy, hectic world that we have created, to have these moments, even if it's only once a month, to focus in on who we are as human beings and how we can improve ourselves through the teachings of Freemasonry, the philosophies that it connects with, the global philosophies, and do good work in our community and take care of our neighbors.